I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
We're rolling. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 51, I think. I think we did 50 last time, made a big deal out of it or something.
Maybe we did. Just made a big deal because we don't do them.
That's right. I mean, 51 over 3 years.
That ain't bad.
This should be like
a hobby. The IRS would tell us this is a fucking hobby.
That's right. I wonder if they're going to do that to me this year. You know what? I still haven't got my refund.
No shit.
Yeah.
When did you file?
A month ago.
Damn.
Yeah, that's usually 2 weeks, man. I need to go to Where's My Refund.
Yeah.
They might think I don't know, man. Anyway, what's going on, man?
Not much. Not much. I was in town. Thought I would swing
yeah,
by.
Yeah, he I was out in the fucking flower bed.
Yeah. Mr. Green Thumb over here.
My ankle's broke now for some reason, and my foot, and my back hurts. So I'm going to try to stay still.
There's some hoes in this house.
We did.
I had
the rakes and hoes out, planting flowers. And then James hit me up, hey, man, sounds weird. But you want to record?
No.
Like, yeah, man, anytime. Why is this? Oh, I need to adjust that. Oh, all right. That's better. But no, we were going to talk about a couple things, maybe. We'd watched some things.
Yeah.
We both watched The Art Heist, which was This Is a Robbery.
Yes.
On Netflix, right? It was on Netflix.
Yep.
And then, so that was a 4-episode thing. I mentioned it. I did a smoke break little thing last week and mentioned that we were both watching it. So.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to talk about that maybe. And then we both watched another true crime thing. Why Did You Kill Me? Kind of like. Oh, shit. People texting me. Kind of like Don't Fuck With Cats in the sense of people going online and figuring out shit on their own without
right.
the cops. So that was pretty interesting. I mean, Mama was... damn.
Yeah, that
she went a little too far.
Wild.
She went a little too far. And then what else was it? It was something else. It was just a quick... Oh, it was a Stephen Avery update.
It was a pretty big update.
But it's really quick. So... Yeah, we've watched three true crime things, essentially, with the update.
Yeah, well, the update with Stephen Avery was there was evidently somebody saw Bobby Dassey
yes.
pushing the car, the RAV4, onto the Avery salvage yard in the middle of the night.
And this was somebody that... had seen this and reported it then, and the cops never got back with him.
No, they said, we already got the guy.
Exactly.
We already got the guy who did it or whatever.
Zellner has filed this motion for, I get confused on all the different types of motions. I don't know if it's new evidence again, like she did before with the science stuff that she still has got, but she's trying to get a new trial now, which she's been trying to do.
This and should do it.
You would think. But I'm telling you right now, man, I don't think anything will do it. Because they literally, like, with all the stuff she put in last time, with all the new scientific stuff and whatever, they denied that, too. And that's an appeal. You know, everything's just in the same old fucking circle.
I feel like that article you sent me, didn't it say this falls under the category of a Brady violation?
Another one, yes.
Yeah.
They had several of those.
Because they never released that information.
Yeah. The same with the bones, but like yeah. the last time where they sent them back to the family, never even confirmed they're human, by the way. And it's funny because we still get comments every week. There's a couple comments on, you know, Bob Lazar, the podcast, and then the Stephen Avery Making a Murderer. And somebody... And most of them are, they're half and half, you know, guilty. The other half is, I can't believe this happened. They need to be free. You know, it's pretty much split. And but this last one I saw just a couple of days ago, it was funny. It was some guy just long comment about how he's guilty. There's no question about it. Because he, you know, apparently burned a cat up or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that automatically makes him guilty of murder. And we never said he was not guilty. We said it just in no way it happened the way they said it happened. That's
we reiterated that.
But then it I literally the same day that came out, and I linked the article in reply and said, "Really? You sure about all that?" And linked that article.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was good timing.
It was perfect time. And you know,
because I mean, look, we're not experts, but we just give our opinion. But everybody's a fucking expert. You know what I'm saying? When these things happen in some way, everybody thinks they're an expert. And then
People can't get past their own emotions.
Yeah, right.
And that's the thing. You know, this article you sent me brought it up at work, right?
Right.
And that whole cat thing affects people. And I'm
it
like,
does. It does.
You know,
and it's not even clear, though.
You got to
what
put
happened.
That right.
It's not clear if he, like, literally put something. I've heard it several different ways. He put something on a cat and threw it over a fire mm-hmm. or in it. I've heard him just tossing a cat over a fire.
That's,
not
I've
anything.
Heard that too. Yeah,
so I've heard many. I heard it was somebody else, and he just kind of laughed at it. I mean, mm-hmm. I've heard it so many different ways.
And as horrible as it is, I mean, I don't know. It's like people do crazy things when they're young and impressionable, being yeah. egged on by other people at a party, drinking, and I get it. I see it. I see the. How, you know, as you get older, you learn about serial killers, and that all starts with abuse to animals and things like that. But
yeah, you're just talking about like somebody. You're talking about somebody already grown. If it even happened, I mean, we don't know. It's terrible. It is mm-hmm. not a question about it.
Yeah,
if
no, that, I think this happened back when he was like a teenager. The
oh,
whole
maybe
cat
it was.
Thing.
Yeah, see,
yeah.
that's what I mean. I've heard it so many different
it was
ways.
So
you
brought
you
up
don't
so
know.
Long ago, and right, it's right. only a blurb on the whole documentary series.
Yeah,
but that hangs with people just like that. Don't fuck with cats thing. Well, I'm telling you, you don't fuck with cats.
But see, that's what I mean right there. It kind of it almost helps the case though, the current case because he's. Dumb enough to do some shit like that, which is still, you can find out that he did it or he was part of it, however it happened, through witnesses. But he's smart enough to clean up every drop of DNA from a room, a trailer.
That's
where he did all these horrible things and cut throats and all this kind of shit. And then drove her in a car 10 feet to a burn pile and was able to clean up all that too, everything. I mean, nothing in the garage either. Not to get back into the whole
no,
thing.
No, that's being, exactly where the conversation at work with Jennifer went.
Yeah,
was,
you tell was, me.
She even says that, too. I mean, like, there's no way what Brendan said happened in that room happened in that room.
No way. And then they keep ignoring that, you know, the circuit courts and Supreme Court overruled the convictions twice. People, for some reason, ignore that. So these justices who've been around for a while clearly saw that he was coerced, and somehow that don't count. And it's all Netflix kind of leaning to one side.
Yeah, but those judges heard everything. Not just what the documentary showed.
Exactly.
They heard everything and said, let him go.
Absolutely. He's got to be released by 5 o'clock today.
And then, boom, they overrule it.
So pretty big update.
It is big.
It's big in the sense that it... Before she even knew about this, right? Because this is another, like you said, Brady violation. In season two, which is why I tell everybody you got to watch it all, season two especially, she points to his uncle and that
and,
other kid.
And his nephew, Brendan's brother.
You know, she don't come out and explicitly say, but she pretty much, you know, Lincoln said, this is what I think happened.
Yes.
And now you have somebody backing this up.
And
it's him.
Listen, I will say this. Where I stand is this. Again, we don't know who did what.
Mm-mm.
We just think it's fishy. But my thing is, I don't want a killer on the streets.
Right. Yeah.
And that's whether the right people are in there or not. I just want it to be the right call. 100% sure.
Exactly. And I just don't get the whole thing where this dude is, he comes out that day and gives another interview when they ask him questions. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, man, it's just crazy. But you would think, I want to look up and see what Barb being the mother of Brendan.
Yes.
Cause she's married to, what's it? What is, I forgot.
Scott,
who is it Scott or the kid?
That's Scott.
Yeah. I always forget their
name. It ends in like a ick. Scott Todick or something like that.
Yeah, the two guys that pass each other hunting in a certain time, you know, all that crazy shit back in the documentary. But I want to know what her reaction is, because this is something else that pins it on him, because she already knows that she pinned it, you know, she thinks he did it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and she's still with him, and he visits, you know, Brendan in prison with everybody else like he's like he gives a shit.
Right. And unless something's changed since that second documentary went off and the heat's too strong,
right,
they're still together.
As far as I know, yeah. I haven't looked to that. I looked at the Zellner stuff in the tweets and a couple articles, but I didn't look to see if she had responded somewhere.
So I will just throw this out there for anybody who's at the beginning of this podcast who don't remember us talking about it and you've never watched it. It's been a minute. I yelled at the television multiple times. It's good TV. It really is. I highly recommend it.
It's just insane, the concept. This guy in prison for, 15 years, I believe.
Yeah.
For a murder.
15 or 20 years.
Kind of find out DNA clears him. And then he's back in prison for murder and claiming the same thing happened. And it looks like it didn't happen.
Like, it really looks like it.
Definitely not the way
I don't think he did it.
I'm just saying,
I'm not going to say I know, but I'm just saying I don't think he did it.
I mean, look, we're going by what we saw. Mm-hmm. We're going by what we saw and the little articles
and what we've read. Yeah.
And you got to think, you have some pretty... because I, you know, like that comment mentioned, Kathleen Zellner is full of shit. Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean? How do you know? She's gotten 15, 17, 20 people off.
Yes.
With DNA and scientific evidence. Why is she full of shit? Why is the woman and the whole agency representing Brendan full of shit? There's people out here who are really fighting for his life.
She said if she thought he did it for a second, she wouldn't even take the case.
No, and she would turn him in. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She's done that before.
She has.
She's got a proven track record. So to doubt her intentions, I mean, sure, you can have your opinion, whatever, but we're just going by what we saw and what we've read and the updates and stuff like that.
This is a big one, so don't be surprised if we end up doing a whole full...
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm waiting on season three.
Something else breaks, yeah.
I hope there's enough information for a season three, especially now.
And where you and I have always stood on this is,
if
he's not guilty, he needs to be out before his parents die.
Yes, 100%. I'm telling you right now, they are waiting for him. That's it. That's the only thing.
And I told you, I've never really been a part of any kind of movement or anything, but I think I would go up there and, try to petition whatever I could. Like, if they die before he gets out, it's going to break my heart.
Yeah, and I expect it any time. I've been saying it since we did it, but I've been saying since the beginning of this thing, we did the podcast and watched it, was I think that they're almost waiting for him to get out. And then I told you, if he gets out, that it wouldn't be a week and one of them would be gone.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? But it's overall, it's sad for everybody. And I just always... And I'll just say this one last time, and I don't understand the Hallback family, because you had somebody killed here, and that's important to remember too. I get that.
Yes.
Why don't they have to be come out and say something? I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I'm just saying they got to be curious. They have to know. You know what I'm saying? They have to know the stuff that's in this documentary. They went through it. They lived through it. Why were they not part of it?
Yeah.
It's something so clear cut that they didn't put in there that we're missing.
I try really, really hard to understand and try to put myself in their shoes.
Right.
And how would I deal with it? I get you don't want to rehash it all the time. I get that. But this documentary, both seasons, bring up so many things about it that has to make them curious.
Yeah,
make them think maybe they got it wrong. Maybe we were so invested in the beginning of getting somebody, punishing somebody for hurting our daughter.
Yes, exactly. And maybe after, you know, I don't know, how long has it been?
I know.
God, I mean, you would think after some time they would maybe they just, it's in their heads completely closed and they got some kind of closure. But you would think that after some time separates the, you know, the trial and all that kind of stuff, that they could step back and they hear all this stuff and say, I mean, we want the right person. I mean, you got to believe.
The second time is getting as long as the first time, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean.
Maybe longer.
It might be. I don't even know the year.
What a shame.
I mean, that was a God, when we do that? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably. But
yeah, 2 years ago, because it was episode 48.
We did. This is a semi-annual, semi-annual podcast. Look, by the way, we're trying to figure this out. To figure out what we're going to do. First of all, we talked about this. We talked about it before a little bit, but I just really hadn't done anything. We may go ahead and move all this on its own channel and just completely separate everything. So we can, because right now the main channel is broken, and there's so many different things going on there as far as different types of content. It's never going to work. So we may move this to its own channel, and then I can upload, like I was telling you, one a week and delete the other one as I do it, because you can't do both.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And then that way you got 50-something weeks at least of new stuff for people maybe who hadn't seen these. So we may end up doing all that. So I don't know where you're watching this on YouTube. They wouldn't change anything about the SoundCloud and Google Play and iTunes and all that. But anyway, for the YouTube piece, we may split it up. I don't know. But we're trying to figure out how to get back on a consistent schedule. Whether that's recording every couple weeks, two or three at the same time, or whatever, or making an all true crime, whatever. I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea.
It's tougher than it might appear. Like, or you might assume it would be. Say you guys out there who watch these, and you're like, well, geez, you just got to get together for an hour every week or whatever.
Yeah,
it's tough. I'm dealing with a lot of things with my health and. I work every day. I have 2 days off a week, and I have so much time where I have to work on my health. Doctor's orders, and that's what I'm trying to do. And it just limits. I have to find the perfect window, and when we find that window, we got to find a topic that we both dig and that we both can get invested in.
That's the hardest part. And we mentioned several times how many weeks did you ride over, and we were going to record, and let's watch this documentary, and then it's a flub. It's a fucking,
that really that pissed us off.
That happened a lot.
It did.
So there's a lot of podcasts out there that were supposed to be done that it was like, okay, that was a bullshit documentary. It was literally, it'd be a 2-minute conversation. There was no substance there.
Right.
So there was a lot of that stuff too.
I do love it. I love it when we do it. Now, I'll just be honest with you, I'm not really at this point in my life comfortable being on film. I'm not excited about this being recorded. I told him, I said, we need to just do an audio one.
Laughing at you. I'm laughing at just the way you say things before we start recording. I was just cracking up again.
Yeah,
because
man.
He was like, "Nah, man, I might have to take a rain check or what do you call it? I know. You said call in sick." I'm like, "Shit, we ain't done nothing in weeks."
I was like, "My ex girlfriend might watch this damn thing, and she'll never text me."
But look, man, you look fine. You do. It's how it is looking at yourself. I know the feeling, dude. I'm in the same boat, man. Look at me. I look like an old fucking weeble wobble, top heavy. With a fucking, ice cream in my beard. I look.
It pisses me off, dude. I'm putting in 3 miles on the treadmill every day.
Oh, wait, but walking's good for your health. But you ain't gonna lose weight walking.
I don't know. I walked 40 pounds off on a treadmill before. I did. And now I was younger, and I was able to incline it and really dig. And I've started inclining again this week. I've been inclining, and that really pumps it. That really gets your heart going and gets it into that zone where it needs to be in. But the craziest thing is, you should see how the gym is with this COVID.
Oh God, man! Don't get started. I wish we could talk about.
They
some
call it social fitnessing.
Oh shit!
That's.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's the weirdest thing.
I'm telling you, man. Look.
It's the weirdest thing. We have to have every other treadmill has, is just blocked. You can't get on it. And
man, I wish we could say some things. Because if you say something, You'll get the fucking thing popping up, some fact-checking nonsense. I don't want that. There's some shit, but I'm over this bullshit,
but,
man.
Dude, they want you to get in there and just kill yourself with this mask on. You know, can you get a really strong, powerful workout in with breathing through that thing? It makes my nose run, man. All that moisture build up in there. Yeah. But
Shit. I saw a basketball team. This was a couple months ago when it was still before the vaccines and all that shit. A basketball team, they wanted to play with masks on. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to kill somebody. And then you're going to go, probably not a good idea to wear a mask during sports events.
Right.
The fuck out of
here. What about the people playing flutes and stuff with the in band? They have holes in their mask? You hadn't seen that?
No. Oh, no. You're
for real. They cut holes in the front of the mask so they can play the flute and the saxophone and stuff.
Are you shitting me right now?
What's the point?
It's literally just optics. Come on, man. Get over your fucking religion. I'm sorry.
So crazy.
I'm sorry. I know it's a real thing, and people have died and all that stuff.
People
die from the flu too, though.
But it's like, just at some point, what's the point of the mask if you're going to cut the mouth out of it?
It
says a lot.
If you got the vaccine, everybody gets the vaccine, what's the point? You still can't have to do all this. I'm sorry. I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
But yeah, that's the trip. I mean, you know, all these people have been stuck in their home, dying to get to the gym. You get to the gym and it's like every other one, you know?
I mean, not that I want to walk beside some stranger.
Oh, hell, I like them when they walk in front of me on the treadmill at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I just want to get a papoose and hold them and let them and then walk with them.
Jesus.
Nah, that's not what I'm trying to say, but I mean, it's just odd.
It's I'm over the bullshit, man. I'm over it. It's religion.
I'm trying to figure out how to get on a treadmill with rollerblades. Tell my doctor, I did 12 miles.
Well, no, you could. You could take skates in there and do that. Yeah. If you get bend your knees, you'll roll on it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Bobsled team.
Exactly. You can do it.
But honestly, I will just give them a little update. The reason I'm doing this is I have... Have I told on here that I was diagnosed with diabetes?
I don't know.
I don't think I have.
The last time was an update and your papaw and
yes, all I was that stuff. Grandfather. Yep. Back in November, the 1st of November, I was diagnosed with a mild diabetes, which I mean, it sucks. I'm not going to say, trust me, it sucks that I got that diagnosis. It really depressed me. But I don't take injections. I just take the metformin one time a day. And so that was kind of a wake-up call, right?
Yeah.
Well, what I've been dealing with lately is this neuropathy that comes along with it. And I talk to the doctor, and I'm like, okay, you tell me my numbers look good, and I'm managing it. Well, is it common to deal with this neuropathy? It is the most uncomfortable thing, Chris. It feels like I have like pebbles in my shoes, or like my socks are always bunched up, and they're not. They're smooth, but the nerves in the bottoms of my feet hurt all the time.
And it's weird that it's with, like you said, the mild version.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's so bad.
And he told me, he said, it doesn't matter. He said, it's weird. It hits people different.
Yeah.
He said, there's another guy that is a patient of his who has similar numbers. And he had, by a freak accident, a key fell down in his shoe.
Right.
And he walked on that key all day and didn't realize it was there. That's how weird this is.
Yeah, and we had a buddy go through, I'm not sure the name of the disease, but lost his leg now.
Right.
And to that, and back in the day, but when before that happened, he could be walking around and not know his feet are bleeding.
Right.
He had
no feeling. And so this is scary. You know, it is scary. I'm taking it seriously, and I'm trying to put in the time, man, and do it. And I get a lot of time to watch things while I'm on the treadmill. I'll watch documentaries and stuff, you know, because Chris and I will always text back and forth, hey, this looks cool, this looks cool. So I do get time to do that. It's just, you know, that seems to be the most dominant thing in my life. Chris will tell you pretty much every time I come over here, I have to give him an update on my health because it dominates my mind because I'm hurting all the freaking time. And when the bottoms of your feet hurt, it doesn't matter how good the rest of you feel.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. But yeah, I mean, that firewalking shit you do on the weekends, I mean, you need to stop, cut that out. Those, goddamn, that's hot, man. Those coals.
I watched the Tony Robbins thing. It's got me freaking fired up.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, though.
So random.
That is random that you brought that up, but God, you sparked something in me.
We spurred something. This is how we roll.
Dude.
This is how we roll around here.
I did watch a damn documentary on a guy like that. Like a Tony Robbins. He was the guy who wrote that book, The Secret, with the red thing on it.
The Other Secret.
The Other Secret.
Yes.
He was on Oprah, and this cat was making money hand over fist, but he would take people on these spiritual journeys.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
And he took some people out to, like, Arizona, New Mexico somewhere, and put them in a sweat lodge to, you know, find some spiritual, you know, reach some spiritual crescendo, and three of them died from heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
So this documentary starts with him getting out of prison.
That reminds me of the...
I'm telling you, you got to watch it.
The cult. We watched the one of the cult where he took him out in the woods and did crazy shit.
That's what happened.
That reminded me.
When the cops arrived, they thought they had came upon a cult.
Right.
And little did he know, those people would pay $10,000 to go to this thing.
Oh, jeez.
But no, the guy, super charismatic. He didn't try to kill anybody. I promise you, you'll enjoy the documentary. I can't believe that I haven't sent you a text or anything about that.
It's like there was another comment on a podcast actually yesterday. It was on the old one we did on cults, and it said something like, only really low intelligence people would join one of these. And we specifically talked about in that podcast, it don't start that way. There's smart people that can end up in cults and bullshit and believe,
absolutely,
you know, Tony Robbins firewalking or goddamn vaccines that prevent the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that they're not dumb. It don't necessarily start where you know, it's not advertised, you know, as what it is.
They lose their way.
Yeah.
They lose their way.
It starts somewhere. As something where, hey, I'm part of something bigger, and hey, we're just, maybe it starts innocent enough, and like we talked about in the cults thing, you know, hey, we're going to all be in this commune, and it'll be great, it'll be a utopia, we'll all share resources, and end up being some crazy shit, and then you're in it.
Right.
I mean, so it's not like people see what's happening, like now with Scientology, for example, and just go sign up.
And
so it's not that black and white.
And everything I feel like when people are on those journeys, say, you know, they go through something serious, a divorce or whatever, mm-hmm. or they're in this little career crisis and they're looking for some direction, right? I think they get so invested in, because they seek something so deeply.
Yes.
That I think
they
can lose their way easier.
I'm telling you, man, the lack of purpose is everything.
Right.
Everything.
Right. When you feel like, broken or lost.
Yes.
You can really get misguided sometimes.
Absolutely. Don't matter. That has nothing to do with intelligence.
Mm-mm.
It's emotional stuff. But
so I highly recommend it. I think it's called, I know what it's called, but Enlighten Me.
Enlighten Me.
Give it a shot.
Let me type this in here so I'll remember.
I think if you watch it, we'll probably do a podcast on it. I believe you'll like it a lot.
All right.
Can't believe you said firewalking. You'll see why that popped in my mind when you watch that.
Sorry, that was just
there's some people firewalking in this damn thing.
Well, I mean, maybe that'll help with the neuropathy or something.
Yeah,
maybe,
I'm telling you, dude.
We can go about back and get a fire going, and I got coals, and
we got to film it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to film it. I'm not missing an opportunity like that.
Hell yeah. I mean, we can try it.
It'd demonetize it.
Probably.
I mean, he's got Crooked Toes.
Well, this would already be the like our what was our last one demonetized? What do we do?
Breathe.
Probably. No, what was it? Which one was it? They denied it. It was another documentary.
Yeah, it was before you even got it posted good, right? Like right out of the gate.
Yeah, and then I, as usual for like a true crime documentary, and then I'll put, you know, do the thing, manual review, and I usually come back and turn it on, typically.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't talk about, I don't know, I guess it's the
what was transcript. It really pissed me off.
I can't remember. Let me look. I
was
can't even
shocked.
Remember. Oh, Reminiscing 2. That was part 2 of Mazuma.
But it wasn't the JonBenet, was it?
Yes, it is JonBenet right there.
That's a good video.
Yeah, it's still demonetized.
Dude, we got some good views on that one, too.
Yeah, these get the most, for sure, because people are still looking for them. Man. I mean, all these big true crime cases, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's demonetized. That's what I was...
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, now I remember it. And
we try to be careful. Like, we don't say the R word in these like true crime cases and stuff, but it don't matter. If you put it in the title and stuff, and even if you change it, it's too late. Because they manually reviewed this one, and obviously talking about a docu-fucking-mentary is not good enough to realize that we're not talking nasty.
Yeah,
we're talking about a documentary. Just, I'm sure there's plenty of channel. I mean, they got the documentary had a trailer on YouTube that's not demonetized.
Oh, that pisses me off.
So, you know what I mean? You know, shit like that. So, anyway, we were going to talk about the art thing some. I don't know, maybe we talk about that later in a full one or something or
right.
whatever, but it's that fascinates me,
man. Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good documentary.
It's
a docu-series.
Yeah, it's on Netflix called This is a Robbery. And it's really good. It's pretty intriguing because you don't know exactly where it's going. You think, okay, somebody broke in a museum and they stole some basically priceless art. You had Rembrandts and all this kind of stuff. And then ends up going to like kind of down the mafia trail and gangs and mobsters, I should say, and how they use this art. Because you can't just steal this stuff and go sell it on the open market. It's either for you're hired by a private collector. But the one guy said that's bullshit, one of the investigators, because when they put out the reward, they're just going to turn in the reward, get the reward and turn the dude in.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't work. So it's not really private stuff, but they use them for get out of jail free cards.
Right.
Which is crazy.
They're basically, they kidnap a painting and hold it ransom.
Essentially. Yeah. It ain't to put in their own house. Mm-mm. Some people probably
it's
do.
So they'll come going... If you give it back, we'll let you
exactly because they're all
slide on something.
Connected to these. You know, or you had different mobs involved.
Yeah, let my uncle out
exactly.
of prison,
and I'll lead you to this Rembrandt that mm-hmm. this museum wants back so bad.
It was eye opening.
It was. That I happens. Never really thought about it that way because you would think. I mean, sure, there's a black market. I'm sure, mm-hmm. but where they're selling. So if there's a $10 million reward and there's somebody that knows something, either they made more than that. Keeping it or not spilling the beans, or we'll see what happens when some people get close to death, they're still alive.
Yeah.
Because that one old man, they thought he was already dying. He still swears he don't have anything to do with it, but he led him on wild goose chases. I can't remember his name.
I can't either, but I see
him.
The
guy in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people think he might, maybe will loosen up on his deathbed and say something, but it's still unclear whether he actually knows anything. It's crazy to think that you can't track this shit.
No.
You can't track it.
I was really disappointed to hear you remember the girl who saw the guys out front of the museum? She got a real good look at them when they were in the car.
And see, I thought, I was confused. I thought that the glare only showed a police uniform and they didn't really get a good look, but then those sketches were horrid anyway. So maybe she did.
Yeah, she said she did. And, I didn't think the sketches came from her, did they?
They
had I was
to
thinking have. They were coming
from
the
dude.
Yeah,
maybe that was.
But
yeah.
She said they never contacted her again.
That's right. That's right.
And I was like,
she was one of only two eyewitnesses that saw the people in.
I was floored when she said that. Like this documentary crew was pretty much the first time she got to really spill the beans about it.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's 4 episodes, like an hour each, I guess. So a little mini docuseries or whatever, as opposed to just an hour and a half movie style. But it's pretty cool. and it takes you some places that you're not really expecting. And just like the place where this group, we won't spoil anything, I guess. Go definitely check it out. But they're hanging out this garage. Like, this is the whole thing's planned in this little garage, which is obviously a front. They're not really working on your fucking car there.
Right.
They do have people working on cars.
Yeah.
But they're just all meeting there, and this whole, the biggest art heist in the world, in the history, is just planned at a fucking garage in, what, Philly?
Yeah.
Or not even, so South Boston or whatever it was. It was all in Boston.
And in 81 minutes, $500 million worth of masterpieces are stolen.
And I'm disappointed, but I was a little disappointed not finding any real updates on at the end.
Right. Me too.
I was like, certainly something will show up.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a 4-episode America's Most Wanted. Like, they're wanting this to stir something up.
That's exactly what it is. They did this documentary to get it out there to more people, keep it in the conversation.
I think so.
To keep it going through podcasts like this one.
And and the crazy thing is, Chris and I watched a documentary on Vermeer, famous artist, who they speculated he might have used some optic device to kind of cheat, quote unquote cheat,
because
he was so realistic. His paintings were the one that was in that documentary that this guy chose to try to reproduce,
which he did successfully,
very well.
I mean, perfectly. And he can't even paint.
It was the very Vermeer that was stolen.
Same exact one.
And it just, I was like, hey, I know that painting. It was kind of cool, man.
Exactly. But, hey, look, I'm cultured.
Yeah, I am cultured. I know about this. We like documentaries.
Fancy art shit. Oh, Lord.
But sure enough, man, that was one of them. And these guys just really... Can you want to tell them how they took them?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it was so sloppy. It's like they went in there with a screwdriver and a razor knife.
Yeah, so, okay. So, essentially, what's the museum called? The Margaret? No.
Thatcher?
Exactly. That thing. I was close.
You were really close.
I was real close. I knew this until we start talking about it. You know how it goes. The Isabel Stewart Gardner Museum.
Right.
In Boston. So it's a huge, we won't get into all that.
I always call it the ISGM.
Right. Because we talk about it all the time.
All the time.
It's a really cool building. It is cool. It's a really cool museum built by her back in the 20s.
I agree.
I think it was 20s, right? Or 40s?
Probably 20s.
I would say the 20s.
Hell, long time ago.
Long time ago. It's an old-ass building with a bunch of damn rooms, and they're named like all these fancy-ass places. The Blue Room, the Green Room, the fucking, like the White House.
She did design it. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool how the story about her building it there. Basically, it was nothing there but a swamp. But anyway, so they, you know, they have all this priceless art, you know, one random night, you have two security guards there every night. One's at the desk where you can see all the cameras, and one does the rounds, and then they switch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so two cops come in one night and he has to buzz in the outside door. You have to be buzzed in. And the guy at the desk sees two cops, Boston police, and says, he buzzes them in, and then there's like another door where he's in the booth, I guess is what it is.
They say they're there. Call of a disturbance.
Yeah, they're responding to a disturbance call or whatever, so they start... They tell him to come out of the room, and he doesn't push the button.
The panic button, the whatever it's called.
Kind of like a bank teller would have to the outside world, where it automatically, silently alert the police. And he comes out thinking this is two cops, and he starts asking them questions about, look, you look familiar, do you have a warrant? They get the other guy up there who was on his rounds, and they handcuff them both, and then they take him to the basement, tape their asses up, and said, this is a robbery.
Yep.
And they knew, they had information, because they knew the alarms didn't go off as far as the proximity alarms on the paintings or right in front of them. And they spent 81 minutes in this museum. And they cut these motherfucking paintings out. They didn't even take them out the frame.
Did not. And
now, some of the smaller ones, they took the whole thing. But some other one, like you had the Rembrandt, I call it the stamp, self-portrait, they took that out of the frame.
Yeah, that's weird.
Instead of just take the frame, could have fit in your pocket. But then the big ones, like the damn Monets and stuff, they cut out with a razor blade.
And like you said, if they rolled them up, all that old cracked paint would
it's cracking more. You just ruin
break
it.
Off.
Yes. And so it wasn't even like, they obviously had information about where to go and what to get or whatever. And some things don't make any sense. Like, they tried to get this Napoleon flag. They couldn't get off the wall, so they took the eagle off the top. Not worth anything. They took an old Chinese, basically a little base. That's not really worth anything. They skipped it, like all this art that's worth millions.
Yeah, it was almost like they were given a grocery list. Yeah,
yeah, and then a couple things. We'll just grab this too. Maybe you don't really know, but yeah, they just cut them out, most of them, and then I guess we assume they rolled them up, or maybe they kept them in a pile. But they just walked out. 81 minutes walked out, drove away,
and that was it.
That was it.
Those dudes were discovered the next morning. They've been down there.
The security guard couldn't get in the next shift. The girl who came in, she couldn't get in because she couldn't be buzzed. And somebody else came, the head of security, let him in a back door. And then they find the guards and the whole thing starts investigation. And by then, hell, these motherfuckers are gone. I mean, they could already been overseas.
Yeah.
You don't know. So what we were talking about before, the idea is you can't just sell these in the open market because obviously they're hot. Everybody knows about it now. You can't just start, putting them in auctions.
That's right.
So it ends up being, it goes really pretty much mafia ties. You had these different mafias. You had the Italian mob and all these other mobs, the Irish and all this kind of stuff. That was even brought up in Ireland, the IRA.
Yeah, that guy was like, fuck
you.
Not worried about some paintings.
Another person I saw in another little separate, like, quick video watch still says he believes they're in Ireland. But anyway, that's the gist of it, is these paintings, they're gone, they're missing, and they still haven't been recovered. They questioned some people. They figured out pretty much who did it, who did the work.
Right.
They got the dude, two guys. They're all dead now from a couple of natural causes. Most were whacked.
Yeah, they were.
They were killed.
And that's...
You shoot the messenger.
Mm.
I mean, you shoot the you assassinate the assassins. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of like the Joker on that opening bank robbery scene in The Dark Knight.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm supposed to kill the bus driver or whatever.
Exactly. So, and that's what they were questioning. Why not you just kill these security guards? So then the security guard comes under heat.
He looked like Weird Al with duct tape.
This dude
face.
Was like a 70s hippie rocker dude. And
evidently, he was always stoned at work and stuff.
And he
didn't take his job seriously.
But like you said, like we were saying before, I mean, if you're sitting down there for years and years and years and nothing ever happens, you're just sitting there smoking your joint or whatever.
And
then
two cops
show up. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know
how I would have handled it either.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have hit that button. I mean, what was their protocols? And, their technology was out of date, and it had been updated, but by that time it was already out of date again.
It was a good way to show them, hey, you need to upgrade.
Yeah.
It was a tough lesson to learn.
So they brought back, so you're getting interviews with, like, the people who ran the museum at the time. A girl had just taken over as director, like, for 6 months.
Oh, I know. Bless her heart.
And she got, like, all the heat on her. And the security people, obviously. So the whole thing ends up being, it's just some local mobsters, man, that went in. A couple people decided to do it for get out of jail free cars, never worked out, and they're all dead. So they don't talk. You can't get any information. So there's like
it's
one
pretty
dude,
impressive.
There's one dude left, the guy in the wheelchair that can't remember his name. He's the only one that may or may not know something.
Right.
But they did raid his house and didn't find anything, but they found a place where it could have been in the back under the shed. It was a Tupperware.
Better be glad Tekashi 6ix9ine wasn't involved.
No. It wouldn't even be a documentary.
No,
it'd be a 10-minute newscast.
They'd have found him, son of a bitches.
Exactly. Anyway, that was pretty good. It's pretty. Check it out on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if something's
on
Amazon. On
Netflix. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched the first one over here, and you were like, yeah, I'm hooked.
Yeah, had to go home and start watching.
Because I just love anything heist-based. Like, I love all the movies. I watched the old Denzel movie again the other night, Inside Man. And then I find out last night when we were watching a movie that there's an Inside Man 2, but it's not the same people, and it got, like, horrible reviews.
Oh, hell.
They tried to recreate Denzel and some other...
Why would you do
some
that?
Some girl, like Jodie Foster. But it was like the fake Denzel and the fake Jodie Foster. You can't recreate Denzel Washington.
No.
So, apparently it was horrible. But I love the first one. It's bad. I love that movie. And then the other one we were talking about with Gerard Butler, where he was Jamie Foxx? No, was it Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, any kind of movie where there's like a cool twist, I love that shit.
Hell yeah, me too.
But The Inside Man, that really is what got me watching that documentary, because it's like, I'm going to walk out the front door. That motherfucker did 2 weeks later. Anyway, but it's pretty good. And then it was, what was the other thing? The other true crime. That was a couple of things we watched.
Yes.
She, her daughter gets killed, ends up being some gangsters or whatever, and she wants to basically take justice to her own hands.
Yeah, so she created a MySpace, had her granddaughter create a MySpace account.
Yes, this was the days of MySpace.
And start flirting with the gangsters and stuff.
In the area.
Oh, that just got crazy.
It got a little crazy. And then kind of find out she was also, like, her own sons were involved in gangs, and she never knew it because she was on drugs too.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, but it's pretty weird. It was that's why I was saying it's kind of close to Don't Fuck with Cats, where it's like, you know, vigilante justice type stuff.
Yeah, it was.
And what would you do?
What would you do? That's right, because it's just a random act of violence.
Mm, it was because completely of random
the type of car somebody drove.
Right,
and
then she's putting that information out there when she goes crazy and loses it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hitting these cars up, and people were getting killed.
Yeah.
And that's all on her.
Yeah, that would be all on her.
I mean, I don't know if they ever linked that directly. I guess they didn't. They didn't mention it. But, I mean, if somebody died based off of shit she put out there on the internet.
No joke.
In the MySpace days, that's on her. But she was ready to go out there and have them come to this party in the desert and be out there with a rifle as they pulled in.
I know. She said I'd have to drop on them.
Yeah. She's like, I'd have to drop on them as they came in. I have a rifle up there on the hill. And
that was like a movie scene.
It was.
I was thinking that.
It's like she.
Yeah, we're going to have this hellacious kegger out here in the desert. Come on.
Yeah, this was from the profile.
Wow.
And they were using her daughter's profile picture and everything. So the people didn't even know that she was dead.
Right.
And it shows you they don't know. They were just shooting at somebody. Ended up being, they were shooting at her son, who had just pulled off because he didn't know who it was.
That's
and
so
then they
wild.
Chased him. So it was another pretty crazy one. And what was that called?
That was called Why Did You Kill Me?
Why Did You Kill Me? Because she literally typed that after.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter was doing all the accounts and just getting to know him and playing the part. But then she kind of went on there and took it over. And then she got a little bit more aggressive and started asking questions as opposed to the slow, easy end.
And I feel like she was addicted to it.
Yeah, I feel. I think so.
She was on there every day, you know. And, but she was doing some good investigating.
I cannot blame her intent.
No.
I mean, her daughter died and senselessly, randomly. But now she was about to take it too far, and she got talked off the ledge, basically.
Right. Right.
But they did figure out who did it, and all that stuff. So at least one. One of them. No. The update at the end, they got both of them.
Yeah.
But they didn't charge anybody else because they spilled the beans and got deals in the car. So it was like six people in that car.
I know.
So it is a solved case, at least.
I always have mixed feelings about people who get deals, but...
I do, too.
I understand. But, I mean, I do understand.
I understand in that situation because... We've all been in a car with some crazy friend who, I'm not saying doing something horrible, but like even just driving crazy and you're just in the car, you know, you've been in a buddy's car.
Oh yeah.
And you're riding, you're supposed to go and he's, you know, you get on Moose Road and you go 150 miles an hour and you're like, slow the fuck down.
Yes.
Let me out this motherfucker.
Right.
So that I'm sure that probably 4 to 5 out of those people in that car. Besides, I'm assuming the driver and then the guy who actually shot was the one that's charged.
Definitely.
The other people
been.
Were just on the ride. So I get it.
I do have something really cool that I watched a YouTube video on because I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, shit.
Did you see
Phil want his 10% from Bad Baby?
No. He should.
No. I did see a TikTok on that, too.
Jay and Silent Bob reviewing that Optimus Prime toy.
Oh, no.
I went and I found it on the toys website. It's back ordered or pre-ordered.
Optimus Prime toy. Uh-oh.
Yes. It's about this big. And you talk to it, you'll be like, Optimus Prime, he'll say, yes. And yes. He'll say, transform or whatever. He'll say, you know, roll out or something. Anyway, he moves.
Autobots, roll out.
He freaking transformed. It's the real dude's voice. What's his name?
Yeah, I forgot his name. We talked about him before.
We have. He really did all the recordings for this.
Right.
The damn thing transforms, makes all the noises, stands, you know, probably, I think it's 13 inches high. And it doesn't just stand there like a statue. It like looks like it's breathing while it's just standing there.
Oh, it's like, almost like the fighting games where they're Mortal Kombat and they're doing.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's really alive looking. And right. Then you say, you know, transformer again. I can't remember the words they use. And he transforms back into the truck.
Oh shit!
They're $6.99. I went on the website and saw them.
Okay, I gotta look this. Why did you tell me about this?
Wicked. It is wicked, man.
I gotta see this. Yes. Optimus Prime. It's Masterpiece. No.
Do the.
Here you go. I think this is it.
That's it. That is it. Yep. Hasbro. That's it.
Oh shit!
It is so cool, man.
Oh damn!
And then he would stand there and freaking breathe.
Why did you show me this?
I knew you'd like that, dude. Oh, I'm telling man. You got to hear his voice, especially knowing it's the real dude, not some imitation guy.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, but it could be more detailed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's
definitely the one we grew up with.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the cartoony
version.
It's
that version. And I just saw today.
I'll get dumb toys just to have in this room, and I can't afford this shit right now. I'm trying to put out a fucking book that's costing me down $4,000.
What's the name of the new Spider-Man movie? Like Coming Home or
Home Is Where the Heart Is? No Way Home. I'll try. I forgot that before, and I was like, how can I remember this? I'm like, okay, remember he was on a spaceship, and he disappeared. So just think about him trying to get home, but he reappeared in the snap, in the blip, and anyway.
Weird.
And Dr. Strange, then he can magically do portals home. Anyway. But yeah, I saw Doc Ock coming back, and then I think that's
pretty cool.
The little post was like part his suit and part Tobey Maguire's suit with Doc Ock wrapped around him.
Oh, shoot.
So I don't know what they're doing. I think it's Spider-Verse. I mean, it seems to be.
But
why to call it No Way Home?
That's kind of scary.
I don't know what they're doing with the home thing. Like, I didn't get Homecoming at all. The name Homecoming.
I feel like I did, but damn, I know.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Just call it Spider-Man. If you're rebooting in the MCU, just call it Spider-Man. Then the second one, you can have something. But Far From Home and now No Way Home, okay. Whatever, it's fine. I love the movies.
I do too. I'm excited about it.
It doesn't really matter what the titles are. Just bitching.
I would be excited if all of them show up like the rumors have been saying.
Yeah, the Spider-Verse, and then you'll have Miles Morales, and that, if they do that, you'll hear, you know, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and then cast a Miles Morales. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know. It's not been confirmed, but there's some things seem to be pointing that direction for sure.
Well,
and then
yeah.
They said the Doc Ock thing. You know, no if. They never really die, you know, or something like that. So I did see that.
Well, that's cool, man.
But yeah, we got Black Widow coming next month. We got Loki because we're on the last episode now. This next week will be the last episode of Falcon Winter Soldier, and then Spider-Man will be in December. Yeah, December. Anyway, this happens every time. We're about to wrap it up and the camera cuts off. Then we got to do another little 5-minute thing. So I can never have like 2 or 3 little clips. It's always got to be 4 or 5.
I know, man. I feel it for you.
I'm going to have to order a new AC adapter for that damn camera. See if it works again since the last one died. But yeah, man, I think that's it. Are we good?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good about it. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out something here to get them consistent again. And, Yeah, and I don't know if they'll be watching this. So if we decide to split up, we'll talk about it. And we'll just try to split this up. Maybe just start the whole thing over so I can split all this shit up and let the smoke.
You talking about split this into two?
Oh, no, I could do that too, actually.
Oh,
no,
I would.
I mean channels. No. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let the smoke screen shit die off or whatever it's going to do and just have the podcast channel, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it needs to be. I mean, just for everybody's benefit. Because you cannot, this whole thing with, you know, the show stuff and then the podcast and then, you know, whatever else I'm playing around with, trying all this different stuff and not a genre, you know, it don't work. Or not having on one topic. That's obviously not working. At least it would grow, you know, starting over.
Yeah, at least you could some growth.
You just see growth at least instead of losing subs every fucking day. But anyway. All right, I guess we'll wrap it up and we'll figure out something and do 50.
You'll find us.
Yeah. Either way, I'll let you know somehow or another. And then we'll do episode 52 probably in 2023.
I think so. Which we'll talk about this Spider-Man. This movie.
We'll come back and do a recap of 2021 next June.
That's cool. We'll do it.
All right, we'll wrap it up. What do we usually do? I forgot. I know. I remember now. I completely forgot. So yeah,
we'll be right. Oh no, no.
What was it, man?
We'll see you. Is that it?
No, that's Val. We'll let it fade.
That's it.
Sorry.
That's it.
No. Okay, let me try that again. Hey, guys, it's Chris. Welcome back to Cade. Sorry, that's the old intro. Okay, we'll really let it fade to black.
Hell yes.